The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you. The Mystery Book Group is meeting April 22nd, a volunteer call to evaluate reading apps and devices. Novel Ideas Book Group is meeting April 20th. April 1st Sound Prints is now online. A walkathon at the convention June 30th. A congressional update on the progress or lack thereof in the Senate. And a California lawsuit has been settled for blind voters. The ACB Audio Description Project is taking nominations for their 10th annual awards. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine for April 1st is now online. Meet Claire Stanley, ACB's newest employee. Dave Wilkinson, new director of sales at APH. California Council of the Blind wins voting rights lawsuit. H.R. 620 appears to die in U.S. Senate, protecting the ADA. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind phone 502-895-4598. Email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. From Newswire, Novel Ideas meets for 2018 at 9 p.m. Eastern to discuss The Sight of the Stars, DB57821 by Belva Plain. Novel Ideas will be discussing the book The Sight of the Stars by Belva Plain, DB57821. Below is the synopsis from Bookshare. New York Times bestselling author Belva Plain beguiles us once again with a novel that explores the bonds that sustain families and the lies that can shatter them forever. Sweeping through the pivotal events of 20th century America, The Sight of the Stars chronicles four generations of one remarkable family as they journey through years of love, loss, sacrifice, and unimaginable betrayal. Dressed in a brand new suit with $150 in his pocket, Adam Arnring says goodbye to his family and boards a train for the fabled West. The year is 1907. Adam is 19 years old, a young man with stars in his eyes who has always dreamed of a future in the great open spaces of America. Now, far from his New Jersey home, he takes the first step toward attaining that dream, landing a job in a small department store in a booming Texas town. Here, he meets a woman who excites him beyond all measure. The exquisite, untouchable Emma Rothhirsch lives in a world whose doors are firmly closed to him. But Adam is a man willing to take great risks to get what he wants. One is Emma. The other is to build a lasting business enterprise that will live on through his children and grandchildren. But just when Adam's dreams are within reach, fate intervenes. Tragedy strikes from the trenches of World War I, setting in motion a series of events that echo down through the years. The owner of a prospering department store and the head of a growing family, Adam succumbs to a moment of weakness that culminates in an unforgivable act of betrayal. And now, as another generation prepares to take its rightful place in the family's legendary empire, the tenuous threads of the Arnrings' past begin to unravel, revealing a shattering secret that reaches back nearly a century. Across a teeming canvas of history, through world wars and the close of a century, The Sight of the Stars tells a deeply affecting story of family and forgiveness, guilt and redemption. Brimming with the emotional depth and moral complexity we have come to expect from this incomparable storyteller, The Sight of the Stars is about what happens when we dare to dream and the moments that can change families forever. Join us Friday, April 20th, 2018, in the Book Nook Room at http://www.accessibleworld.org to discuss this great book, hosted by Randy Shelton. Email rshelton820@gmail.com. Co-hosted, Ruth Ann Acosta. Email ruth1244@gmail.com. Date Friday, April 20th, 2018. Time 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and elsewhere in the world, Saturday, 1 o'clock a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. We hope you'll join us to discuss this great book. About 15 minutes before start time, go to http://conference321.com/masteradmin/room.aspqueryid=rs7867a2369e0e. Or alternatively, go to http://www.accessibleworld.org and click on the Book Nook Room, signed Randy Shelton. The next meeting of the Mystery Discussion Group will be held on the fourth Sunday of April, Sunday, April 22nd, 2018. Come join us. All are welcome. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Easter, and Passover. We will be discussing A Stranger in the House by Shari Lapina. You can find it on Bard by looking for DB89027. You can find it on Bookshare at https://www.bookshare.org/browse/book/197-6687. And Parsons Group Facilitator, email akp@portaltutoring.info. Skype Pewter Tutor. Date, Sunday, April 22nd, 2018. Time, 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, and elsewhere in the world, Sunday, 2100 hours, Greenwich Mean Time. About 15 minutes before start time, go to http://conference321.com/masteradmin/room.asp. Query ID equals RS78678-2369E0E. Or alternatively, go to www.accessibleworld.org and click on the Book Nook Room. Select the Accessible World Book Nook Room at www.accessibleworld.org. Enter your first and last names on the sign-in screen. If you are a first-time user of the Talking Communities online conferencing software, there's a small safe software program that you need to download and then run. A link to the software is available on every entry screen to the Accessible World Rooms. Sign-up information for all Accessible World newswires and discussion lists are also available at our website, http://www.accessibleworld.org. Our programs are all recorded and archived and can be found by searching for Mystery Archives on the website, www.accessibleworld.org. To talk in the room, hold down the control key and let up to listen. Should you wish our monthly calendar of events, write to Robert Acosta at BOACOSTA@pacbell.net. At the bottom of the calendar, there will be instructions for subscribing to the announced lists for Accessible World and for Radio Out of the Past. Accessible World contacts, Robert Acosta Chair, Accessible World, 818-998-0044. Email BOACOSTA@pacbell.net. Website www.helpinghands4theblind.com/. Signed Randy Shelton, Coordinator of Events. Email rshelton820@gmail.com. Phone 412-221-0801. If you are interested in the world of digital reading, then you are invited to learn more about a crowdsource initiative that will improve the reading experience for everybody, and especially those with reading differences. The DAISY Consortium, a member of the W3C and the Book Industry Study Group, BISG, is conducting evaluations of reading apps and e-readers in the market today. The evaluation examines the fundamental accessibility and usability of the reading apps, all platforms, or devices. Many people are looking for will be using assistive technology like a screen reader to perform the tests. However, we are also looking for anybody with a reading difference or universities and schools that are interested in helping to develop the best reading experience possible. We have set up a landing page that explains exactly what we are doing, and it provides an opportunity to get involved. Please visit https://www.inclusivepublishing.org/TRE. Please forward to those you may feel would be interested. Signed, Catherine Schneider, Ph.D., Senior Psychologist Emerita, Counseling Service, University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire, schneiks@uwec.edu, author of Occupying Aging, Delights, Disabilities, and Daily Life, To the Left of Inspiration, Adventures in Living with Disabilities, and a children's book, Your Treasure Hunt, Disabilities and Finding Your Gold, blog, http://kathycomments.wordpress.com. Walk with ACB at the 2018 Conference and Convention in St. Louis on the No. 10 Dillon Express. All aboard No. 10 Dillon Express. The Walk Committee would like to encourage each of you to join us on the No. 1 to Number 10, Dillon Express. We are celebrating the 10th anniversary of the ACB Brenda Dillon Memorial Walk in a big way. Being a part of it is simple and will be rewarding. The walk is on Saturday, June 30th, 2018 at 7 o'clock a.m. at the Union Station Hotel, St. Louis. Read on to find out how you can reserve your seat on the number 10 Dillon Express, and please share this information with your members. Register for the walk in one of three ways. Number one, online at https://acb.donorpages.com/2018acbwalk/, and click on the link that says individual registration or to create a team. Complete and submit the form. Or number two, call the ACB Minneapolis office at 612-332-3242. Three, completing the attached reservation form and mailing it to American Council of the Blind, 6300 Shingle Creek Parkway, Suite 195, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, 55430. When you register, you will need to make some choices. Number one, you will need to indicate if you will be an on-site or virtual walker. If you are unable to attend the 2018 ACB Conference and Convention, or if you are busy doing other things during the time of the on-site walk, like sleeping in, please don't hesitate to register as a virtual walker. The Dillon Express is the only train that I know of where you don't have to be present to be on board. Number two, you will need to indicate if you are registering as an individual or part of a team. You may also form an affiliate team and seek donations from friends and family. Team captains can designate up to 50% of the monies they raise to go back to their affiliate. Teams will have the chance to win prizes for raising the highest amount of funds through registration fees and donations, and/or for having the largest number of walkers at the event. 11 walk teams have already been created. Our goal is to raise $67,000 for the Brenda Dillon Memorial Walk this year. Close to $800 has been raised so far. So once again, click on the link below to register or to make a donation to the Brenda Dillon Memorial Walk. https://acb.donorpages.com/2018acbwalk/. Signed, Donna Brown, Walk Committee Chair. Don't miss out on the fun. Make your hotel reservations today. Room rates at Union Station Hotel are $89. This rate applies for up to two people in a king room and up to four guests in a room with two queen beds. Room tax is currently 18.435%. Make telephone reservations by calling 314-231-1234. Be sure to mention you are with American Council of the Blind to obtain the conference and convention room rate. Please contact me with any questions either via phone 651-428-5059 or email janet.dickelman@gmail.com. The American Council of the Blind's Audio Description Project announces a call for nominations for the 10th Annual ADP Awards 2018. The Audio Description Project, ADP, is a wide-ranging audio description promotion and production initiative with goals that include building advocacy on behalf of audio description, offering a range of educational resources, and working to establish nationally acknowledged user-focused guidelines for quality description in its various genres, as well as a professionally recognized certification program for audio describers. Encouraging growth of audio description with an emphasis on the involvement of AD users, consumers, especially youth. Disseminating information on audio description and provide general support for regional, state, and local forums. Encouraging studies on audio description, particularly with respect to its efficacy as a technique for conveying visual images and its impact on literacy for children and others. One part of the project involves the recognition of outstanding contributions to the field of audio description. Application categories. This year's ADP Awards include a call for nominations in six categories: achievement in audio description media, achievement in audio description performing arts, achievement in audio description museums, visual art, visitor centers, achievement in audio description international, Dr. Margaret Fanstiel Memorial Award in audio description Research and Development. Barry Levine Memorial Award for Career Achievement in Audio Description. The call for nominations ends Friday, June 8, 2018, with winners announced during a plenary session of the American Council of the Blind Conference and Convention and at the Audio Description Project Conference, July 2018, in St. Louis, Missouri. Nomination material, criteria, and more information follows and is also available after April 15th at www.acb.org/ADP. The awards and criteria for selection of recipients. Achievement in audio description media. That list repeats. I don't know why. The achievement awards are made to individuals and or organizations with outstanding contributions to the establishment and or continued development of significant audio description programs in each of three areas, media, performing arts, and museums. The Dr. Margaret von Steele Memorial Award for Research and Development is made to an individual or organization for outstanding research that leads to the advance of audio description. With the exception of the International Achievement Award and the Dr. Margaret von Steele Memorial Award for Research and Development, only U.S.-based organizations or individuals are eligible. The Barry Levine Memorial Award for Career Achievement in Audio Description has been established as a tribute to the late Barry Levine, the highly respected moderator of the audio description listserv, administered by the American Council of the Blind, ACB. Barry was not only an avid description user in both media and performing arts, he served so many others as the president of Audio Description International. He was a trusted friend and valued mentor. When he passed away suddenly in May 2009, the nation lost a forceful and impressive advocate for audio description. The Barry Levine Memorial Award for Career Achievement in Audio Description recognizes an individual for outstanding contributions to the field of audio description over an extended period of time, leading, inspiring, or providing significant service to others. Past recipients include Maria Diaz and Closed Caption Latina, WGBH and Media Access Group, Harry A. Jessel, TV News Check, Described and Captioned Media Program, Hollywood Access Services, Diane Johnson and Descriptive Audio Works, Video Works, I'm sorry, Netflix, Fred Brack, ABC Digital. Achievement in Audio Description Performing Arts recipients include Lisa Helen Hoffman and Gava Theater, Paper Mill Playhouse, Mimi Smith and Amaryllis Theater Company, Kentucky Center for the Arts, Steppenwolf Theater, Adrienne Arsht, Performing Arts Center, Jesse Minkert and Arts and Visually Impaired Audiences, Arts Access, Lori Ward, Tennessee Performing Arts Center, Achievement in Audio Description, Museums, Visual Arts Visitor Centers. Recipients include Elizabeth Axel, Art Education for the Blind, Beth Zebarth and Smithsonian Institution, Rebecca McGinnis and Metropolitan Museum of Art, National Park Service, the White House, Sandy Malmquist and the Connecticut Children's Museum, Meadows Museum of Art at the Southern Methodist University, Dole Institute of Politics, Audio Reader, and no recipient in 2017. I'm going to curtail the list and get to the nitty-gritty. We urge you to recognize someone who has contributed significantly to the growth of audio description. Submitting a nomination is easy. It's a three-step process. 1. Tell us about the nominee. 2. Tell us about yourself. 3. Support your nomination. Fill out the form below or make your nomination online at https://jsnyder42.wufoo.com/forms/2018-audio-description-project-awards/. Nomination Form 2018 Annual Audio Description Project Awards. You may submit as many nominations as you wish, with one nomination per form. Self-nominations are permitted. Deadline for nominations, June 8, 2018. Submit your nominations to Dan Spoon, with an E at the end, at cfl.rr.com, or to Dan Spoon, Chair, Audio Description Project Steering Committee, American Council of the Blind, 1703 North Beauregard Street, Suite 420, Alexandria, Virginia, 22311, St. Louis, Missouri, 63109. I don't know why there are two cities and only one address. Or make your nominations online at https://jsnyder42.wufoo.com/forms/2018-audio-description-project-awards/. From Anthony Stevens, greetings. I wanted to update you all on the current efforts in the Senate to block the ADA Education and Reform Act, House Resolution 620, which passed the House last month. Senator Duckworth, Democrat, Illinois, has been leading a sign-on campaign amongst her peers to stand up against any efforts to move H.R. 620 through the Senate. Senator Duckworth, who lost her legs after a helicopter crash in Iraq, has been a strong champion for the ADA. Together, the below letter has received 43 signatures, which means the Senate will not have the required 60 votes necessary to bring House Resolution 620 up for a vote. Thanks to those of you who have been reaching out to your Senate offices since our legislative fly-in a month ago. We encourage you to send along letters of thanks if your senator was one of the names listed below, and recommend you contact those who did not sign on to the letter, encouraging them to stand up as well against any action that would threaten the ADA. Warmest regards, Tony. Anthony Stevens, Director of Advocacy and Governmental Affairs, American Council of the Blind, 1703 North Beauregard Street, Suite 420, Alexandria, Virginia, 22311. Telephone 202-467-5081. Email astephens@acb.org. Learn more at www.acb.org. Begin forwarded message. I'm going to read the online version of this letter, and I hope that you will bear with me because I have less than 8 minutes left. Duckworth and Senate Democrats vow to defeat House GOP-led effort to curtail civil rights of Americans with disabilities. www.duckworth.senate.gov. Illinois Senator leading coalition of 43 senators to oppose any Senate effort to pass discriminatory House pass bill that would gut enforcement of the Bipartisan Americans with Disabilities Act. Dateline Washington, D.C. U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth, Democrat, Illinois, and 42 of her colleagues wrote to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican Kentucky, today pledging to block a House Republican-led effort to curtail the civil rights of Americans living with disabilities. Together, the group of 43 senators is large enough to defeat the discriminatory ADA Education and Reform Act, House Resolution 620, which civil rights icon Congressman John Lewis, Democrat, Georgia, described as a bill that turns the clock backwards and strikes a devastating blow in the fight for civil rights. The legislation would isolate Americans living with disabilities as the only federally protected class of citizens forced to rely on education rather than strong enforcement to exercise their basic civil rights. Skipping three paragraphs, notably, special interests lobbying for H.R. 620 have misleadingly implied that the ADA allows people to sue for monetary damages, even though the ADA does not and has never authorized damage awards. That's because Congress modeled the right of private action under Title III of the ADA after Title II of the seminal Civil Rights Act of 1964, which authorizes private lawsuits to enforce the prohibition against discrimination on the basis of race, religion, and national origin in certain places of public accommodation. To help businesses achieve compliance, Congress also crafted the ADA to only require removal of barriers when it is not too difficult or expensive, and Congress established a small business tax credit and a tax deduction for businesses to lower the costs of making their facilities accessible. When supporters of the discriminatory H.R. 620 argue for its necessity by citing examples of alleged minor accessibility infractions, they miss the point that this bill undermines the rights of people with disabilities rather than protects them, the senators noted. There is nothing minor about a combat veteran with a disability having to suffer the indignity of being unable to independently access a restaurant in the country they were willing to defend abroad. There is nothing minor about a child with cerebral palsy being forced to suffer the humiliation of being unable to access a movie theater alongside her friends. Skipping other content I have read on previous editions, The civil rights organizations like the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights and veterans service organizations like the Paralyzed Veterans of America have also urged senators to strongly oppose the legislation, while the U.S. Department of Justice warned that H.R. 620 would also unnecessarily limit individuals' abilities to obtain much-needed barrier removal in a timely manner and may instead result in additional areas of litigation. The letter was also signed by U.S. Senators Chuck Schumer, Democrat New York, Bob Casey, Democrat Pennsylvania, Patty Murray, Democrat Washington, Maggie Hassan, Democrat New Hampshire, Elizabeth Warren, Democrat Massachusetts, Chris Van Hollen, Democrat Maryland, Tammy Baldwin, Democrat Wisconsin, Michael Bennett, Democrat Colorado, Richard Blumenthal, Democrat Connecticut, Cory Booker, Democrat New Jersey, Sherrod Brown, Democrat Ohio, Maria Cantwell, Democrat Washington, Ben Cardin, Democrat Maryland, Tom Carper, Democrat Delaware, Chris Coons, Democrat Delaware, Catherine Cortez Masto, Democrat Nevada, Dick Durbin, Democrat Illinois, Dianne Feinstein, Democrat California, Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat New York, Kamala Harris, Democrat California, Martin Heinrich, Democrat New Mexico, Mazie Hynero, Democrat Hawaii, Tim Kaine, Democrat Virginia, Amy Klobuchar, Democrat Minnesota, Patrick Leahy, Democrat Vermont, Edward Markey, Democrat Massachusetts, Claire McCaskill, Democrat Missouri, Jeff Merkley, Democrat Oregon, Bob Menendez, Democrat New Jersey, Chris Murphy, Democrat Connecticut, Gary Peters, Democrat Michigan, Jack Reed, Democrat Rhode Island, Bernie Sanders, Independent Vermont, Brian Schatz, Democrat Hawaii, Jean Shaheen, Democrat New Hampshire, Tina Smith, Democrat Minnesota, Debbie Stabenow, Democrat Michigan, John Tester, Democrat Montana, Tom Udall, Democrat New Mexico, Mark Warner, Democrat Virginia, Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat Rhode Island, and Ron Wyden, Democrat Oregon. A full copy of the letter is available online and at the Honorable Mitch McConnell, Majority Leader, United States Senate, Senate 230, the Capitol, Washington, D.C., 20510. I read her letter in a previous edition of this newscast. We are ready to work with any senator who is interested in developing pragmatic and bipartisan solutions that improve businesses' compliance with the ADA. For example, we support strengthening the capabilities of the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division's ADA Technical Assistance Unit, which provides education and technical assistance to help businesses comply with the law. We should also expand the ADA National Network, which supports 10 regional ADA centers, and an ADA Knowledge Translation Center. These resources, funded through the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services National Institute on Disability, Independent Living, and Rehabilitation Research, provide free assistance to entities seeking to comply with the ADA. However, we will strongly object to any time agreement or unanimous consent request with respect to consideration of House Resolution 620 or any similar legislation that seeks to weaken federal protections for an entire protected class of Americans. By preserving the Title III of the ADA, Congress will uphold the intent and principle of the underlying statute that disability rights are civil rights. No American should be forced to endure discrimination for any length of time so that places of public accommodation may learn how to follow a seminal bipartisan civil rights law that was enacted in 1990. Respectfully, we urge you to join us in supporting the rights of Americans with disabilities by making clear that House Resolution 620 or similar legislation will never receive a vote in the United States Senate during the 115th Congress. Sincerely, Senator Duckworth. AFB hosted a conference call March 14th on advocacy for children and youth with CVI. It was an engaging call bringing together passionate advocates and experts who are seeking to better understand the needs of students with CVI and how to address them. However, the conversation isn't over. This call is just one step toward building consensus about what the real issues and needs are and how best to collaborate to effect systematic change. Stay tuned to AFB Direct Connect for next steps and future opportunities to work together to keep up the momentum. If you were unable to join the conversation, you are invited to listen to the recording and or read the transcript. The recording is at www.afb.org. The transcript is also available on that website. Please navigate the menus for further details. we've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired.